Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 8, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Wema Bank launches upgraded ALAT service. Nigeria-based commercial financial institution Wema Bank has announced the launch of an upgraded version of its corporate digital banking application, ALAT. FIS and Jiffy T roll out embedded lending services. Global financial technology provider FIS has partnered with Jiffy T to launch a future-proof embedded lending solution for delivery by banks and financial institutions. Revolut launches new feature for Singapore customers. Global neobank Revolut has announced a new feature that will enable Singapore customers to link with 6 different bank accounts for in-application top-ups. BigCommerce to improve online selling for B2B brands. Open SaaS e-commerce platform for B2C and B2B brands BigCommerce has updated its suite of B2B functionalities to improve the online selling experience for B2B brands. Visa rolls out CVV-free payments for tokenized cards in India. Visa has launched a new feature in India that enables users to make online payments without using a CVV number. Standard Chartered expands partnership with TazzaPay. Standard Chartered has announced the expansion of its partnership with TazzaPay to deliver payments and commerce enabling experiences to its global customers. Digidentity and CM.com to offer legally binding e-signatures. Netherlands-based identity platform Digidentity has partnered with cloud software company CM. Deloitte integrates Kilt identity blockchain for KYC and KYB. BOT Labs, developer of Kilt protocol, and Deloitte Consulting have integrated Kilt blockchain tech to issue reusable digital credentials to support KYC and KYB processes. CYTRIO rolls out privacy UX platform. US-based SaaS company CYTRIO has launched a data privacy UX platform to facilitate businesses navigate complex data privacy laws. Mama Money partners Incode for ID verification. Cross-border money transfers and banking services fintech Mama Money has partnered with identity solutions provider Incode for identity verification in cross-border payments. Argentina halts crypto payments made through apps. The Central Bank of Argentina has announced that it will forbid the use of cryptocurrencies for payments through payment apps. Payments Canada Summit. Ghana's eSaidi pilot. In 2022, Ghana began piloting a retail central bank digital currency, exploring both an online and an offline version of the so-called eSaidi. The Bank of Ghana's Maxwell Opoku Afari ran through the findings at last week's Payments Canada Summit. Synchrony, Wells Fargo, Bread Financial Lead Medical Credit Card Market, CFPB. The medical credit card industry has expanded in recent years, with an increasing number of promotions peddled to patients, per the agency's new report. Interchange where nostalgia meets commerce. This is a story about everyday commerce. It's also a story about Main Street, and about the relentless pull of memory, and about Zomato to launch delivery logistics service. India-based food delivery company Zomato has announced its preparations of launching a logistics solution to deliver multiple customer goods for other e-commerce players. BNP Paribas partners Bank of China to promote the digital yuan. France-based bank BNP Paribas has partnered with the Bank of China to promote the digital yuan to corporate clients. See software partners with LUXHUB. Europe-based open banking service provider LUXHUB has announced that C-Software has successfully integrated several of its account information and payment initiation services into its operations, according to IT Nation. Barclays partners with Transfermate. Multinational Universal Bank Barclays has announced its partnership with Transfermate to offer an international receivables payment solution for UK businesses. Indonesia, Malaysia launch cross-border QR payment linkage. Bank Indonesia, BI, and Bank Negara Malaysia, BNM, have announced the commercial launch of Indonesia-Malaysia cross-border QR payment linkage for instant retail payments. Swap Connect links Hong Kong's and mainland China's capital markets. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited has welcomed the launch of Swap Connect, a mutual access program between Hong Kong and China's interbank interest rate swap markets. Binance resumes Bitcoin withdrawals following a temporary block. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has resumed Bitcoin withdrawals following a temporary block due to a large number of pending transactions. Brex adds global capabilities. Brex today announced new global capabilities that significantly expand its ability to support U.S. multinational businesses operating in Brazil, Canada, Israel, Japan, Mexico, Singapore, South Africa, the Philippines, 36 European countries, and more. Paydora Finance unveils white label banking platform. Claudia Wilhelmer, previous Revolut, number X, Matthias Siderer, previous Anyline, number X, and Christopher Trau, previous PPRO, Payback, together with Marco Wenthan, Doc Financial, previous Solaris, Penta, Sofort, present their new fintech company Paydora Finance, the joint investment of Wenthan's banking as a service specialist Doc Financial and the three founders enables European companies and organizations to offer their own embedded finance solutions based on Paydora's white label banking platform. Pakistan BNPL firm Chiast Bazaar scores Bank Alpha Law investment. Chiast Bazaar, a leading Pakistan-based buy now pay later, BNPL, fintech, announces a significant equity and Sharia-compliant embedded finance partnership with Bank Alpha Law, one of Pakistan's largest commercial banks. Standard Chartered expands partnership with TazaPay. Standard Chartered and global payments platform TazaPay today announced a global partnership to deliver best-in-class payments and commerce-enabling experiences as part of the bank's broader initiative to provide curated financial services on B2B platforms. Revolut CEO claims banking crisis is delaying UK license application, featuring Revolut CEO Nick Storonsky says the fintech's two-year quest to secure a UK banking license is now being held up by extra-cautious regulators spooked by recent events at the likes of Silicon Valley Bank and Credit Suisse. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.